This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network. Cleveland Browns Daily One-on-Ones, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Well, we've assembled the roundtable on a very quiet news day here in Berea. Wow. Jimmy, it starts off with, of course, the announcement that both Pat Shurmur and Tom Heckert have been fired. This is what happens in the league the Monday after the end of the season. I mean, it happens every year, but it happens here a lot in the history of this team. And I think the emphasis the message from Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner, is they fully intend to get it right. I mean, that was what a lot of folks asked him about today.
Well, I think that a lot of people would be happy with that. And, of course, we can't say that they've been part of this, you know, change every other year, because this is their first swing at it here with the Browns. The Browns must get off the Ryder Cup schedule of doing this every other year. Yeah. I mean, that's when the Ryder Cup is held, and you got to get away from this doing it every other year. So you have to wait for these guys to make the pick. I think they're confident they can do it. But I think that, in all honesty, I mean, I think I felt this was going to happen from August, when the change in ownership had really hit a deal and then got voted through. And six games in, I mean, when you pay that kind of money, you get to run the shop, and they're going to run the shop.
Doug, did you have any sense that it was going to come down like this late in the year when this team got a three-game winning streak? There was some buzz and conversation that maybe Pat Shurmur could possibly save his job with that, but that unraveled pretty quickly. But where were you thinking on this?
Well, I thought you looked at the roster and you saw the youth that they had and the way the potential that they have, and you thought, well, you know, it's all been put together pretty much by Tom Heckert, and, you know, with that said, you would have thought, you know, that's a pretty good resume. And I think as they talk today about, you know, this being an attractive job, well, the reason it's attractive is because of those pieces and parts that were put in place. But then, as we all know, this is a bottom line business, and it all comes down to the wins and losses. And obviously, they have an idea of what type of people they want in the organization to run that the football aspect of it. And, you know, the thing is, you got to have a plan B, because you don't always get plan A.
You know, it was interesting. Both Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner, during their news conference, talked about the fact that Pat Shurmur and Tom Heckert left the team better than when they arrived. And I think that was more than polite, goodbye. Absolutely. I think, first of all, they didn't have to say that or anything about what their time was like here. But I believe there's truth in that. This is a better team than we saw before 2011. And I think right now there is a core, there's a foundation that should make it attractive for incoming folks.
Well, I mean, that roster before Tom Heckert got here came with a tube of Bengay. I mean, that was an old, slow roster that had no future to it. It was just putting years on, you know, their pension plan. This has completely changed right now. And not only that, but a lot of the heavy lifting's been done. Not only did they bring the players in, but they played them. I mean, that press conference at the end of training camp, just before the the start of the regular season, when they named that roster, and people went, "Excuse me, coach, you're going to try and win on Sundays, not Saturdays, Sundays, with 17 rookies on the roster?" And he said, "Yeah, we're going to try and do it."
While folks might say, "Gee, why couldn't you find a way to keep Tom Heckert here?" I think you're keeping the best of what he brought here and can add to that. You don't necessarily, doesn't necessarily have to go backward because Tom Heckert isn't in the building.
And from what we understand, the personnel department is going to stay somewhat intact. The scouting department, I mean, at least there's guys in this building who have been told, hey, when you're going out and looking for a middle linebacker, this is what we're after. So I think that's a nice, you know, place to start for whoever comes in here to take this thing over. But I think Tom did a tremendous job in his 3 years here. As Jimmy pointed out before, that roster was just, it was awful. You know, I mean, let's be honest. And he plugged all kinds of holes. And look at these young guys that he's found, these undrafted guys that he's been able to plug in. And I think any coach coming in would see it the same way.